definitely human.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Definitely Human presents Down.
This is DSV Virgil to Mission Control. Do you copy? Are you there? Is anyone there?
I told you it's pointless. Time to face facts, Marion. We're on our own.
Let's not lose hope just yet, okay? We've lost contact before. This is probably just a blip.
A blip?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Please, Sam! I need you to stay calm. We all need to stay calm and carry on as normal.
How? How can we? None of this is normal. None of this was ever normal. We're trapped in a box at the bottom of the ocean. Staying calm is probably the most abnormal thing we could do in this situation.
Nevertheless, no good will come of panicking. Okay, so the Virgil isn't quite as user-friendly as we thought it was, but I'm sure there's some fail-safe protocol in place to take us back to the surface. All we have to do is make contact with Mission Control and let them know we're in trouble. So keep trying. I'm going to go check on the others.
Cool. Cool.
Okay. Marion, you all right? How are you coping?
I thought you were going to stay in sickbay.
I'm fine. Honestly, barely a scratch on me.
You're still bleeding.
Really? Oh, it's nothing. I've had shaving cuts worse than this. Look, I was just twiddling my thumbs in sickbay. I'm going to hang out in the command module instead. Sam can keep me company. And between you and me, I want to make sure he's okay. I really don't think he's handling this well.
Can you blame him? He's right. None of us were prepared for this outcome. We brought a dangerous life form on board and it... We lost Steven. And we can't even grieve properly because Virgil has decided we're not allowed to return to the surface?
Well, I admit, after all the excitement, I kind of like to get out of here too, but seeing as that's out of our hands, perhaps we should just...
That is the most fucked up part of all of this, Marcus! The not having a choice thing! Knowing that Advantage has essentially robbed us of any autonomy is not exactly a morale booster right now.
Oh, blimey, you're not going to hit me as well, are you?
No. No. Sorry. Look, I'm doing my best here, okay? It's hard. Steven was... He was my friend.
I know. I'm sorry. But I'll do what I can to make things easier for you. I'll start by making sure our new pilot doesn't steer us into a wall.
Okay.
You're, checking in on Charlie?
Yes.
Good. Good. I hope he's all right. It seems like he's taken this the hardest out of all of us. We might not be the best of friends, but I hate to see him unravel like this. Good luck.
Yeah. You too.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
You doing all right?
Oh, absolutely. Never better.
Yeah, me neither. But I have something that might take the edge off.
Hey, it's our old friend. I thought we lost it.
Oh, that's better. Care for a swig?
Hell yeah.
Did I ever tell you about my long weekend?
Don't think so.
Lowest I have ever been in my life.
Seems like the kind of thing you don't bring up in a work environment. Heart-to-heart with your BFF, maybe.
No, it's got a happy ending, trust me. You see, right, first, I lost my job.
Okay.
Right, then my girlfriend left me. Right, broke my heart.
Right.
And then, and this is all in one weekend, my mother died.
Oh, Jesus.
But then I joined Advantage and my life changed. Like, just when I thought it couldn't get any worse, it became better than I could ever have imagined. And it just goes to show that when you hit rock bottom, there's only one way you can go. Right? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it, Marcus. Thanks.
No problem! Right, so, any idea how we're going to get out of this mess?
Well, according to Marion, all we have to do is make contact with Mission Control.
Right, not that mess, the other mess. The Charlie problem.
Huh? What Charlie problem?
Our captain has some anger issues. Aren't you worried what he'll do next?
I'm more worried about dying at the bottom of the ocean.
Okay, look, what happened to Stephen was a tragedy, but it won't happen again. We're not bringing any more life forms aboard. As for comms being down, that's a setback, yeah. But there's nothing to suggest Virgil is in any danger. But even if we were unable to resume contact with Mission Control, a rescue team would find us long before we ran out of provisions. This thing is built to last, remember?
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's kind of messed up that we don't have any real control over Virgil, though.
On that we agree. My guess is that this was a failsafe feature that somehow got switched to primary. Or maybe Advantage changed their minds about who controls what at the last minute. Whatever the reason, I smell a lawsuit. But first, we need to deal with Charlie.
What do you mean, deal with?
Oh, relax. I'm just saying we need to decide how to handle him. Well, he's clearly volatile and aggressive, and I think he's only going to get worse. But perhaps we should consider quarantining him for the time being.
I don't know. That seems a bit extreme. I mean, yeah, okay, he freaked out, but I'm freaking out too. I reckon once Captain Birdseye's had a chance to calm down, he'll realise what an idiot he's been.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'm just, well, oh! He really did a number on me.
That won't happen again. We'll talk to him. Let him know where everyone stands. Obviously, he can't still be captain. Or can he?
I don't know. Oh, it doesn't seem like he's in the best state of mind right now.
No. I guess we don't need a captain. We've got Virgil controlling everything for us.
I'd rather not put my faith in a machine, as sophisticated as it is.
Yeah. So what are we going to do? Draw straws?
Ha! No. No, look, I'm happy to take on the responsibility for the time being. You and Marion have enough on your plates.
Thanks.
Well, I'm just not sure how Charlie will react.
Oh, don't worry, I've got your back. We'll explain the situation, and if he does kick off again, then we'll quarantine him.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like, communication is key. Thank you, Sam.
No problem. Man, Stephen would be devastated if he saw how badly we were handling this mess.
Yeah.
I overreacted.
Overreacted? Are you kidding me?
Whoa, not so loud. I've got a killer headache.
Yeah, that'll be the sedative, which Sam was forced to use on you when you turned violent. Wow, there's a sentence I never thought I'd say. Jesus Christ, I feel like I'm in a zombie movie or something. What the hell is wrong with you?
Look, can we move on?
Move on? You attacked. Marcus, what are you, a child? You're supposed to be the captain of this vessel. How is anyone supposed to take you seriously now?
Except I was never the captain of this vessel, was I? Advantage is controlling the Virgil. The majority of the sub is automated. The most I can do is swivel it around a bit. What I want to know is why. Either those suits up top wanted to use us as guinea pigs, which is immoral, or they thought it'd actually be safer to trust all our lives to an operating system, which is incompetent.
I don't believe Advantage is in the business of sinister experiments. But I do believe they would take out the human error factor in piloting the sub and just...
not tell us?
Yeah.
And now Dr. Frame is dead. And we need to get out of this bloody pit, but we can't, because the Virgil's precious AI doesn't know anything's wrong. This is exactly why you don't trust a machine to do a human's job.
All excellent points you could have made instead of throwing Marcus into a wall.
Well, call me crazy, but I think Mr. Wilde knows exactly what's going on. He's known from the start.
You know, Stephen never liked the word crazy. He'd tut loudly if I ever said it, so... I'll just call you a fool instead.
I'm telling you, Straker, we can't trust Wilde. He's one of them.
One of what? The lizard people who are controlling the world?
You know, sarcasm doesn't suit you.
Fuck off.
Fair enough. But are you seriously telling me you trust him?
I don't know. I'm just trying to... remain calm. And not jump to any conclusions.
I know what my gut tells me.
Try using your brain. It works for most people. The fact is... we're all trapped down here together. I can't imagine Marcus is particularly happy about this turn of events either. If anything happens to us, it happens to all of us. You know what would be good right now? Some kind of a leader who could maintain order and bring the group together in this difficult time.
All right, all right. Message received. Jesus. Can we go now?
We are not going anywhere. I am going to the lab. You are staying here and taking a rest. Like I said, you've had a lot of sedative.
Look, I'm not going to fly off the handle again. You can see I've calmed down. I'm sound of mind.
Prove it by staying put.
Fine. Just don't let Mr. Wilde get inside your head.
Yeah, yeah.
And there is one thing I can't work out.
What?
Why lie in the first place? Why claim that we have full manual control of the sub? If they'd just been honest from the beginning, they wouldn't have needed me down here. I'm not cheap, you know. But now it turns out pretty much anyone could have done my role. Even that Jansen kid. So why am I here?
Extra publicity?
Huh?
I don't know. Look, don't get all self-pitying on me now. Even with the limited control you had, you still managed to bag us that specimen.
You mean that thing that killed Dr. Frame?
That's... you're not to blame for what happened.
Yeah, I know. Neither are you.
Well, I'll check in on you in an hour. I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay. Stephen.
Marion?
Marcus! Is everything okay? Is Sam feeling any better?
Yeah. I think the little pep talk you gave him earlier really helped. He did bring up something I hadn't considered.
What?
Well, it's a little awkward, but it does feel like someone should take on Charlie's role as captain, or at least until he's feeling better.
Oh, right. Well, I've spoken to Charlie and he's calmed down a lot. But I do think it's worth you two having a face-to-face. Give him a chance to apologize so we can all move past this.
Oh, I'm not so sure. I mean, the way he attacked me, he was like an animal or something. If Sam hadn't incapacitated him, I don't know what would have happened.
Was it really that bad? I thought you were fine. You said there wasn't a scratch on you.
Ah, yes. Well, I'm afraid that's what we Brits call stiff upper lip.
I see. And are you worried he'll attack you again?
Let's just say he doesn't inspire a lot of confidence at the moment.
Right, so I guess Sam needs to step up?
I already asked him. He wouldn't do it. He said it was too much pressure, which seems like an odd thing to worry about when you're over 11,000 metres below sea level.
Well, I can't do it.
Are you sure? Why not?
I'm not in a good place right now. It's taking all the effort I have just to hold myself together.
Okay. Well, I can step up.
Really?
Yeah, of course. I mean, Virgil's the one making all the real decisions anyway, right? Well, I guess we better go tell Sam.
Sure. I'm too frazzled to concentrate on work anyway. And you've got a captain's chair to try out.
Oh, I think I'll leave the actual piloting to Sam.
So Virgil makes the decisions and Sam does the piloting. You sure know how to delegate.
First rule of captaining.
Well, I can tell you one thing. Once we're out of here, I'll be having some very strong words with your paymasters.
Ha! Yes, well, I have to admit, this incident has definitely shaken my faith in Advantage. They messed up. Big time. We should have been made aware of our level of control over Virgil from the start. Unless, of course, this was all a mistake. Which I think would be even worse.
So you didn't know anything about this?
No, of course not.
Would you have told us if you did?
Well, I don't think I would have agreed to go on this expedition in the first place. I know everyone sees me as the corporate stooge, but I do have some integrity. Unless Advantage offered me a pay rise, then I'd sell you all out in a heartbeat.
Well, thanks. That's very reassuring.
Hey. Welcome to Limbo. Hope you guys are fans of perpetual stasis.
Marcus is taking over as captain. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, of course. Don't let us down, Cap.
I'll do my best.
So, what's your first command?
Well...
not that you can do much. I mean, if we're being honest here, I mean, where are we going to go? Because up ain't an option.
No, we can't go up. And there's nothing much of interest at this level. So, I think our course of action is pretty obvious. We go down.
What?
That was Down, Part 9, written by David Knight. Starring Lexi McDougall as Marion Straker, Matthew Woodcock as Marcus Wilde, David Knight as Charlie Dresden, and Laura Marshall as Virgil. Music by Jonathan Day. Produced and edited by David Knight. Sound design by Tom Dalling. Down is a Definitely Human production.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.